our Lord and Savior. Amen. Music is a wonderful gift from God. During Old Testament history, God's people put many of the Psalms to music, and they sang them during worship at the temple. In fact, the New Testament Christians also continued this practice. As we heard from Paul in our epistle reading, he said, "Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord." Martin Luther also loved music. In fact, Luther believed music was one of the best ways to give praise and thanks to God. Luther himself wrote many hymns, some of which are in our hymnals here at Concordia. In addition, Johann Sebastian Bach is one of history's most famous musicians and also a Lutheran. That's right, Bach was a Lutheran, and he used his intricate musical style to express Scripture's message of repentance and faith in Christ, as well as the joy that flows from the salvation we have in Christ. The sermon title for this final Advent sermon is Sing Joy's Song. But what is Joy's Song? If we examine the popular music in the world today, we will find that many people seem to be joyful, but they're joyful about some things that aren't that great. Sadly, in some cases, we find that popular music actually encourages us to be joyful about things that are sinful. That's just one example of how one of God's gifts, music, can be used for evil. However, tonight we will learn about the song that flows from the joy that we have in Christ. We will examine Mary's song, which we heard in our gospel reading. Now, the song of Mary is often called the Magnificat. That's a Latin word which means magnify. And it's found in the Latin translation of Luke chapter 1, verse 46, which reads, "My soul glorifies or magnifies the Lord." So, why did Mary magnify the Lord? Well, first of all, Mary had been given the honor of being the virgin mother of the promised Savior. If you read earlier in Luke chapter 1, you can read what the angel said to Mary. Listen in. "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house and throne of his father David forever. His kingdom will never end. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, Mary, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." Did you hear that? Mary would carry God's own son in her womb. This baby in her womb was also Mary's Savior. As we heard from Mary's own mouth when she said, "My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior." We too can sing joy song because Jesus is also our Savior. Because of Jesus, our sins are forgiven and we have the hope of eternal life in God's love. Mary goes on to sing these words, "For he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name." Mary is teaching us that God gives salvation to those who are humble before him. That is, those who confess the sins exposed by God's word and those who trust in God's mercy in Christ. Mary confesses that God has done great things for her. And God has also done great things for us. Not only has God given us life and many physical blessings, but even more, God has given us His own Son as our Savior from our sin and the damnation we deserve. Therefore, along with Mary, we sing, "Holy is His name." Mary then sings these words, "His mercy extends to those who fear Him from generation to generation." She says that God is merciful to those who fear Him. You see, before we can sing joy's song, we must first recognize that we don't deserve any joy at all. As sinners, we should fear God's wrath because we've rebelled against Him in thought, word, and deed. But when we confess our sins, God then gives us mercy in Jesus, who took the punishment for our sins that we might rejoice in God's love forever. Mary goes on to sing, "He has performed mighty deeds with His arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but He has lifted up the humble." Here we see that God will do all He can to humble our prideful unbelief. God humbles our sinful pride because He knows that He can't allow us to sing joy's song unless we repent of our sin and see our need for Jesus. But once God has humbled us, He then lifts us up with Jesus so that we can sing joy's song now and forever. Mary then sings, "He has filled the hungry with good things, but He has sent the rich away empty." Now, when Mary talks about the hungry, she means those who crave God's mercy and love. For example, listen to these words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 5. Jesus says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled." Those who hunger and thirst for God's salvation, they will be filled to overflowing with Jesus and the joy that He alone can give. On the other hand, we're told that the rich will be sent away with nothing. Now, by rich, Mary does not mean those who have a lot of money or material possessions. In that case, everyone in America, including us, would be in trouble because even people who make minimum wage are rich compared to people in third world countries. No, she's not saying that it's a sin to be rich, although earthly riches can tempt us to turn away from Jesus. But instead, by rich, Mary means those who see no need for Jesus because they find their riches in the sinful choices they make in life. In other words, the rich are those who see no need for God's plan for their lives. Instead, they find their riches in doing what they think is best for themselves. The fact is, we're all guilty of doing this sometimes, aren't we? We have all looked for riches in our own sinful choices instead of seeking true riches in Jesus and His plan for our lives. But the good news is that God makes us poor in spirit. He does that so He might fill us with Jesus. Then we can sing joy's song. Then we can live a new life as God's children. As we heard from the Apostle Paul in our epistle reading, he said, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. Make the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. My Christian friends, you are here tonight so that we might sing joy's song together in response to the good news that we've heard about Jesus. The news that He was born of the Virgin Mary to be our Savior. As Mary said, He has helped His servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, even as He said to our fathers. Now, how do those words apply to us? Mary said that God's merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever. How does that apply to us? Well, if you go back to Genesis chapter 12, you can read about how God called a man named Abraham to be the father of Israel, through whom the Savior of all people would enter the world. Now, interestingly enough, if you read on later in Luke, you will find a genealogy that traces from Mary all the way back to Adam through Abraham. And so Mary was a descendant of Abraham. And to Abraham, God spoke these words, "All peoples on earth will be blessed through you." With that in mind, listen carefully to what the Apostle Paul writes about this in Galatians chapter 3. He says, "The Scripture foresaw that God would justify the Gentiles by faith and announce the gospel in advance to Abraham. All nations will be blessed through you. So those who have faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith." So, when Mary said that God has been merciful to Abraham and his descendants, she was talking about you. You are Abraham's spiritual descendants through faith in Christ. As Paul writes at the end of Galatians chapter 3, listen carefully. He says, "All of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ, and if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." Because of Jesus, we can sing joy's song along with Mary. We can also sing with King David, whose words we heard in our Old Testament reading. Listen to them again. "Sing to the Lord, you saints of His. Praise His holy name. For His anger lasts only a moment, but His favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may remain for a night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. You turned my wailing into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, that my heart may sing to you and not be silent, O Lord my God. I will give you thanks forever." Mary was able to sing joy's song because God gave her the honor of carrying God's Son in her womb. Tonight, Jesus gives us the honor of eating and drinking His body and blood, which He gave and shed for our salvation. Because of Jesus, we also have been honored by the Lord. Because of Jesus, we too can sing joy's song. Tonight, every day, and for all eternity. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all our understanding,